Well, then so many of the cabins were just taken every year by the same women, businessmen's wives. Yeah.
And the weekends were hectic because they'd all the quicks around come over to dance. I remember when I was here, they were dancing and
lively.
And that's when we come down and had that beautiful table all laid out. And you and the Stewart girl and some of them used to come over there and dance. One Saturday night, there was quite a bunch of you kids. Had come over to dance
every weekend. I mean, because this was the place to come on a weekend.
But I don't know what you danced to. Who did you dance to? Charlotte wasn't playing then, was she?
I played just for
when you kids come over to dance, Ruth. What did you dance to?
I think we had photographs.
Oh, it was a photograph.
Before Charlotte.
I remember the dances and the kids.
Just the photograph.
One of the things I always remember of Mr. Leach was that no matter where he was working, if he was down in the potato field. Barbara was over in the other vegetable garden, no matter where he was. If he'd see a car coming down over the hill, and he didn't recognize it as one of the cars from the creeks, somebody from, coming to the springs for the first time, he'd always put whatever he was doing down, and he'd come up to greet these people. He came out to greet them. They didn't have to come into the lobby to sign in. He was there to welcome them to the springs.
And how about at night? He'd be up, I bet, many a night. He never got enough sleep because he was, waiting for... Or if he knew people were coming, they'd have reservations ahead, and no matter what time, maybe they were stuck on the road and got here late, but he'd be there to greet them.
Mm-hmm. And almost always, if they needed something to eat, they saw that they got it, too.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would come over hunting, and then they'd wind up at the hotel. And I think lots of people just come to the hotel for the weekend in the fall, because beautiful ride and such wonderful food, and I think that attracted a lot of them, too.
I really think the garden attracted him.
Oh, I'm sure it did, because that was...
That's what my husband remembers, and he talks about some of the miners who'd come over in the wintertime and just live here. But the beautiful garden and the vegetables that were served all winter long.
Yes, because
the men appreciated
vegetables all winter.
I think it's something that the men, the bachelors or the miners, really appreciated because they...
Well, all the cabins are full of the wintertime.
Been to see since I've seen a lamp like that.
Yeah,
we used to have them out at Birch Lake at our cabin all the time.
That
looks real cozy.
Then it looks like the church back there, because that whole big house is all lit up.